Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. ...2025 was a memorable year for Native representation in both mainstream studio and independent film and television. We heard from a panel of Indigenous media watchers about what film and TV series from the past year stood out to them. Johnny J is the founder of Red Pop News. She is Oto, Missouri, and Choctaw. Among her favorite films and television shows of the year is the animated short Inquo for When the Starving Return.
We're getting to kind of see like a two-spirit perspective of what it is to be a part of this world and, you know, using your gift and even the things that we consider to be burdens are things that we can use to defend ourselves and also kind of just grow as people. And that's what this entire film is about this young person who is just discovering who they are and having to use that knowledge to defend against a whole army of like these ferocious monsters to save the world. And each battle, you know, this person is becoming stronger, wiser, and starting to realize that it's almost just like a call to action to fight and protect against like forces of greed around us. I mean, it's just so beautifully animated.
Jay also puts the HBO Max miniseries It Welcome to Derry on her top of 2025 list. She says she is impressed with how respectful the Native American characters and storylines are portrayed. Comanche and Muskogee writer, critic, and filmmaker Jason A. Snap says he's usually not a fan of documentaries because they often follow worn-out tropes. But he says Paige Bethman's debut documentary, Remaining Native, breaks from that pattern.
It kept me engaged. The film centers around this young Native who's trying to better himself and get into college and run at an elite university. The second half of the story kind of goes into him holding a memorial run for his grandfather who had escaped from boarding school. So you have both of these important topics in this documentary, and Paige Bethman, who's the director of the documentary, I thought handled the story very well, kept me engaged. I became a fan of Coos Stevens, and I was really rooting for him. It's just a really well-told, optimistic story about this young Native kid who's trying to better himself and succeed, and he comes from a good, supportive family.
For all those reasons, A-Snap also likes the nonfiction account of the late Muskogee artist Jerome Tiger and his family, saying the film packs a lot into a small space. Sunrise Tipakani is the director of programming at Dead Center Film and co-host of the Real Indigenous podcast. He's Comanche, Navajo, and Cherokee. He says Legend of Fry Roti, Rise of the Doe is on his year's best list because it has a unique way of looking at a topic most Native viewers can relate to.
It's just kind of quirky and fun, and the director is both the star and the writer and the producer of this, and you kind of see all these talents, like the talent of these women making the bread. You see the talent of this particular individual as she crafts a narrative for you, and you're just kind of hanging out with these individuals and kind of having fun. And it's nice to have something that is lighthearted, that celebrates our food, that celebrates the women in our life. At the end of the day, it's not really about the competition. It's about how the food and our connection to our community, our relationships to our relatives, are what really enrich us.
We also heard from Colville tribal member Kimberly Guerrero. She's an actor, screenwriter, and media professor at the University of California, Riverside, and is having a busy year on screen. She plays the character Rose in the miniseries It, Welcome to Derry. She says as a Native actor, she comes to every role with a desire to inform the audience.
Not only do no harm, but always honor. And within that honoring requires preparation. It requires asking the right questions of the right people. For me, it requires a lot of prayer to make sure that even when I've done all that intellectual work, that I've also done the spiritual underpinning of, you know, just making sure that I'm honoring the nation that I'm playing. And then within that, you know, that unique character and maybe the family they represent. Because I know that story is medicine, and it can be good medicine and it can be bad medicine and harmful.
That's actor Kimberly Guerrero. She also says that although her character is caught up in a scary, fantastical situation, it's important to portray her with authenticity and respect. There's a full list of favorite 2025 film and TV projects from our guests on our website. That's at NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.